Andrew Marlin and Emily France make music as Mandolin Orange. Last year, they released two CDs, Haste Make and Hard Hearted Stranger, that you've heard plenty of around the old Last Motel lobby. Now, there's a new album, This Side of Jordan, that's out this week. It's full of songs that maintain Mandolin Orange's roots in Appalachian old-time music, with an emphasis on Andrew's mandolin, Emily's fiddle, and their harmony vocals. But it also incorporates pedal steel, drums, spare electric guitar, bass, and even some keyboards. Emily and Andrew join me now, along with bass player Jeff Crawford, who's been in here before as part of the old ceremony. Welcome to Last Motel, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. You've got it all honed down now. You're down to one record this year instead of two. You've got a record label now. And I just wonder, do you have expectations for this new project of yours?
Yeah, I mean, we're always just sort of aiming higher every time. I don't think we have a set goal numerically with this record necessarily, but we are feeling really strong about it, and it already feels like we've got such a great team working with us that the good things are happening.
Some of these songs sound like they could have been handed down through generations.
Yeah, I think with the songwriting process, as far as this record went, it was definitely drawn from a lot of old roots music. And so I think the music itself sounds old, but, you know, I've said before that it's hard to write lyrics outside of your own time, you know. So it's kind of taking those old themes and then putting them kind of in a story that fits in today. You know, I think that was the way this record was intended to come across, and hopefully does.
And I think as far as the song sounding like something, you know, you could have heard in a different place and time, Andrew, I know one of the things he will strive for in writing and that feels like he achieved on this record was writing songs that other people could do, that they're not specific to us and not just our band can play them and make them sound right, but that they're just strong songs that people might want to play someday.
Well, and that's the whole old-timey thing, right? People just sit around and swap songs, and at some point, somebody doesn't even know where they all came from.
Yeah. Andrew's shaking his head.
No, sometimes the best ones are, you know, they don't even have a copyright to them. They're just kind of, standards, you know? So I get trying to achieve the standard vibe is sometimes what we're going for here.
And for people who don't know, that's how you two met.
Yeah. Yeah, at a jam, playing standards. And that's been our standard since.
Well, maybe we could hear a new standard now.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, so this is the lead-in track off the record. It's called House of Stone.
Two, three. Churchyard auction, a sight to see, where the eyes are big and the odds are lean. The pockets all are empty, the chances all are gone. There's a free bet yet on a house of stone. A house of stone. Now some may sing the sounds of hallelujah and dream about a mansion of gold, but to each be true and to each be known, my dreams all are resting on a house of stone. A house of stone. a sly one with many kind friends. His riches are boundless, they know no end. And down in the valley, the shadow has grown. But in the light tower of Calvary sits a house of stone. House of Stone.